Welcome to the Water Tower Hour. I am your host, Tim Regan, Chief Revenue Officer at Water Tower Research. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the recent AI and Technology Hybrid Investor Conference presented by Water Tower Research and the OTC Markets Group on April 10th and 11th. To learn more about the event or any of our upcoming conferences, please visit watertowerresearch.com. To dive into the event, I have two special guests, our Managing Directors of Technology Research at Water Tower Research, Dr. John Roy and Curtis Schager. John, Curtis, thank you for joining us, Jeff.
Hey Tim, sounds good. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Course. So you can find all of our coverage of the sector also on watertowerresearch.com. Click on the companies or sectors tab and scroll down to the technology group. As always, our research content is open access and freely available to all investors. To start with the event, I'm going to give some highlights kind of on what was going on. So it was in person for the day one, which is the 10th, and we also were virtually broadcast online. We had about 100 attendees in person at the event and over 475 who have been participating online and also reviewing the event. The 11th was the virtual only day, and you can go to virtualinvestorconferences.com to watch all the replays, or you can go to our website to see them as well. I do recommend people go take a look at it. It was a pretty good conference and some really interesting insights into AI as well as technology overall. That said, I think a good place for us to start is just to remind the audience for you guys of your background. So Curtis, why don't we start with you and then over to John.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Tim. I've been doing equity research now for 20 plus years on both the buy and sell side. Most recently, I was head of TMT research at Hong Kong-based Tyburn Capital Management, and have been with Water Tower about I think it's been about 8 or 9 months now. With that, give it to John.
Sure. I've been doing equity research since 2000. Before that, I was a programmer, and before that, I was an academic, I guess. Couple double E degrees, PhD is in computer science. So I worked at Hambrick and Merrill and all those guys, essentially. Been at Water Tower now over 3 years and really enjoyed it and really enjoyed, presenting companies to investors.
Awesome. And so let's just kind of talk about kind of the names we had there. I mean, we had 15 companies or 14 companies present or do fireside chats with us at the event day of. So John, maybe tell us a little bit more about some of the companies, more in the AI technology tilt that participated.
Yeah, sure, Tim. Really, one of the things that we've been focusing on is the users of AI rather than the developers of the technologies. And this is where you're going to probably get a little more bang for your buck. So I have four companies I kind of wanted to highlight here. The first one being Crexendo, ticker symbol CXDO. They're a video and cloud communications provider that competes with the likes of Microsoft and Cisco. Some pretty big guys. But what happens is Microsoft and Cisco focus on the mega companies as clients, and Crexendo focuses on everybody else. So they're doing pretty well. They saw revenues grow 42% last year to 53 million. Now, where they use AI a lot is in their setup for all their systems, make it very easy to set it up, which of course, onboarding is a very big deal. And then of course, in sentiment analysis, the president and COO presented at the conference. Pretty dynamic guy. The second one actually is CineGen. CineGen is just getting started. The ticker symbol there is CYN. They are building autonomous forklifts. Now, if you think about it from an engineering perspective, the forklift problem is a lot more straightforward than a generic automobile problem. You don't have weather, you don't have humans involved, you don't have untrained individuals involved. They run in the same space all the time. They're slower speeds, all these different things about the problem that make it much more tractable, I guess, to solve. And they're starting to have success. They estimate their TAM for their market is around 268 billion. Now, they're just getting started, like I said. So they've got a few prototypes out there. They're working with some people. They have some pretty good partners. They haven't named names that much yet, but the head of business development gave a very good overview of where they're going. And I think that one could be a real dynamic one to look at. The third company is a company called Gorilla Technologies. Ticker symbol there is GRRR. And they grew 189% last year. So definitely amazing growth. And that was not through acquisitions. That was really just signing contracts. What they do is smart cities. And if you think about it, smart city has two really major elements to it from a security standpoint, which is where they focus, is cybersecurity and physical security. And they are actually able to combine them both. So they've been doing AI for a long time, particularly anomaly detection, in terms of cybersecurity space. So that's an area where they have really been able to shine. The fourth and final company I wanted to highlight from an AI perspective actually is Tuya, T-U-Y-A. The CFO spoke. They grew revenues 11% last year, not necessarily as high as the others, but definitely had a very solid year. They do artificial intelligence for Internet of Things. In other words, think of it as smart devices. They have a platform that they sell to people. They have some fairly large clients, Orange in Europe, Philips, China Gas. I mean, the marquee names kind of go on and on. So they're doing a lot of good business using AI in terms of smart objects and smart things. So Curtis, I'll pass it to you to highlight a few of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, John. Yeah, there's plenty that were interesting, but the ones that kind of stick out in my mind was, you know, kind of starting with Pineapple Financial. We had co-founder and CEO Shubha Dashgupta present, and Pineapple runs an interesting B2B SaaS platform in the $400 billion annual Canadian mortgage market. So with their mortgage volume running $2.2 billion, you know, they're kind of round maybe if you're generous to 1%. So plenty of room left to run in terms of growth. What's more interesting about Pineapple is they recently launched an AI tool called Maui. It's in early stages, but the best way to describe it, and this gets back to what John said about these are users of the technology, so they're finding very innovative ways to improve their business. And the best way to describe Maui is that it's a customer onboarding and management tool that empowers Pineapple's customers to build and update their personalized digital presences to build and generate leads and get them through the pipeline as quickly as they can. So a very innovative use of AI at a very, you know, kind of modestly sized company. So we're starting to see it implemented. Another one is Poet Technologies. We had CEO, Executive Chair Suresh, and Tim helped me out. You know his pronunciation, Venkatesan. Is that how he pronounces it? Yep. Okay. And CFO Thomas Mika. You know, they're targeting the 800 gigabyte datacom market with what's called optical interposers, and essentially the need to switch from copper to optical because of just the straight data and power needs. So it's a very interesting company, seeing a lot of interest in the datacom space, as I mentioned, but more so on the margin in AI. So the company is pretty modest in revenues now, but sees them going into real production in this year. So very much on the cusp of what's relevant in AI. And the need, and part of their presentation was emphasizing the need for hardware to catch up now to software demands. The next company I'd highlight too is Perfect Corporation. EVP and Chief Strategy Officer Louis Chen presented. Very interesting company. They're using AI and AR to help cosmetic and fashion companies to virtually try on users try on either fashions or cosmetics before they buy. They've got up to 10 billion AR tries and 650 brands and 700,000 SKUs. Very impressive wow. Numbers. This led them to over 54 million in revenue in 2024 and growing into double digits. So it's a very impressive company in a very unique space. Half their business is consumer, half their business is B2B, which I think is also very unique in software land. The last company that comes to mind is OneSoft. We had COO Brendan Taylor present. They're using AI to enhance their predictive analytics to help oil and gas companies help manage and maintain pipeline infrastructure. There's over 2.7 million miles of pipeline in the United States that demands inspection every 5 to 7 years. So they're using AI, data science, machine learning, et cetera, to help customers predict and prevent pipeline failure, something that's pretty important. So again, another very impressive company, annual growth in excess of 50%. And again, another user of AI, not a developer, but a very straightforward, you know, industrial use case for AI. So very impressive. And so that's essentially the four that kind of really stand out in my mind. From here, I think we wanted to talk more about crypto. Is that right, John?
Yeah, definitely. We also had three significant crypto companies present. The first one is Bakkt. They actually spun out of ICE a few years ago, so Intercontinental Exchange. So they're definitely very heavily regulatory focused, let's put it that way. They have a compliance first approach to things, which gives people a lot more confidence. What they actually do is they build the back end software so that banks and other large, let's call them traditional finance firms, can handle crypto. It's a new animal, it's a new beast. They're not necessarily used to it, they don't necessarily have it all tied up well. But the whole situation there is that they have the software approved and they're getting going. And we had actually an interesting fireside chat. I had the new CEO there. He's been in the seat about a month. The old CFO, Karen Alexander, was there as well. I've known her for a number of years. So we had a very interesting call about where that company is headed. And if you look at it, one of the big things that's going to happen this summer is they're going to have an ECN. And once they get that going, it's going to really going to propel them quite significantly. So the ticker symbol there is BKKT. The second one is WonderFi. The ticker is WONDF, I believe. Yes. Yeah, I got that right. And they're a asset management firm that really focuses on digital. And they have about $1 billion in assets under management. And they are definitely riding the trend with crypto as people become more and more focused on the halving that's coming out, just happened. And the scarcity of Bitcoin that's going to be happening in the next few years. That's where we see some of the prices that you're getting. And the third one actually is Galaxy Digital, which is one of the bigger guys in the crypto space. They have about $8 billion in assets under management. They're a US company. They're listed in Canada, though, GLXY. And they do a variety of different things in terms of, trading and everything else that you think of normal investment bank would do. Those are some of the ones that I presented at the conference on crypto.
Look, it was a really interesting conference all around. I think we had a great opportunity to get to know some of these management teams we've never met before in person. I mean, we think we had, of the 14 companies, we had five different countries represented in two or three continents. So it was a really good time meeting of the minds and getting together with you guys there. So thanks again for both of you coming in. Also, thank you, gentlemen, for this today. I think it was a great event and this is a great session. So thank you for being here.
Welcome anytime.
Yep. Thanks, John. Thanks, John. Thanks, Tim.
So now I also wanted to get to close by giving a shout out to the sponsors of our event for making the conference happen, the OTC Markets Group for hosting with us, Lukowski Brookman, Churchwell Insurance Agency, Benzinga, and Sova. As a reminder, please save the date for our upcoming virtual investor conference for consumer products taking place on June 5th. As always, like any of our conferences, they are free to attend for anyone that wants to watch online. You can learn more at watertowerresearch.com. And thank you to our producer of the podcast, which are Water Tower Research, Mohammed Dabdoud, and Nick Ford. And thanks to Mohammed for editing as well. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next week for another episode of the Water Tower Hour podcast.
The views expressed in this podcast may not necessarily reflect the views of Water Tower Research, LLC, aka WTR, and are provided for informational purposes only. The Water Tower Hour may not be distributed or reproduced without written consent of Water Tower Research and should not be considered research nor recommendation. WTR is an investor relations firm, not a licensed broker, broker-dealer, market maker, investment bank, underwriter, or investment advisor. Additional disclaimers can be found at watertowerresearch.com.